Okay, Kilo 6 Papa Key Lima. Yeah, our swap meets have moved further away from me. What's happened here? We used to have, I think with the wind down of amateur radio in this area, well, that's what's happened. And I haven't had to ever pay for a go to a swap meet. You just walk in there and they're free. So that must be a regional problem, maybe up in Canada or wherever. So that's what I say about that. And then I continue to work on my different projects. And I love the communications and especially DMR. Man, you know, getting like Chalk Tube 91 or 3100 or whatever, and you can talk all over the world, you know, so, and it's just really, really an awesome hobby, so, and I love the, that all of us are able to communicate freely with each other, so, I have, my closing statement will be, free, be happy, and by the way, when I was on Stingray the other day, they were playing that song, K6PKL.
All right, Dr. Bob. That's the thing too, eh? Like, go be happy, just, you know, show up. And if it's a HamFest, pay your $5, $7. All right. Okay, we are at the bottom of the list. Do we have any final check-ins for this week's TransCanadaNet? Please call now. This is Victor Alpha 3, Julie Papax, right? You're in control.
6DZ, Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo, Juliet Mobile.
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo, Juliet Mobile. Art in Saskatoon.
Okay, Art, gotcha. There was a quadruple there. Other stations, try again.
Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, VE 2, Victor Bravo, Ben.
Victor Echo 4, Charlie Alpha, VE 4, CA, DMR.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, from service, in and out, please, 7312.
Okay, pause. Okay, so I got VE 5, ARJ. And I got VE4CA. Any others?
Sure. Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, VE2BB.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, Surrey BC. In out, please. 7-3.
Victor Echo 4, November, Oscar Lima, VE4, Norway Ocean, London.
Victor Echo 5, Delta, Whiskey, Romeo. Victor Echo 5, Delta, Whiskey, Romeo. In.
Okay, let's pause there. All right, here we go. Victor Echo 5, Alpha, Romeo, Juliet. Come on in. What do you do at HamFest? Do you hang out? Do you buy things? Do you prefer the food? Come on in.
Yeah, Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo, Juliet, returning. I do some walk around. If I find out what I don't have, what I do have, and, would I use this, would I use that, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. And in the interim, most of the ones that I have been at, I do see a few people that I've never actually seen before, and they do have call signs on their lapels and whatnot, and I carry on a few conversations. So it's nice to have an eyeball with the people I've never seen before, and I know the voices, and after a while, between that and we do some geocaching with the family here, so you may get a round trip there. Back to you. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Romeo, Juliet.
Geocaching. I used to do that back in 2002. It was a work-related project, you know. Didn't pay me a dime, but it was fun. absolutely fun. Thanks for joining us. Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo, Beta, fellow Net Control Station. Come on in.
Hi, good afternoon, James. Thanks for joining the net today. Name is Benoit, or Ben. Located 65 miles or 100 kilometers northeast of Montreal. To answer your today's question, well, about HamFest, I do organize them for more than a decade. I rent tables, I sell stuff, amateur radio gear that I want replaced by newer ones. I also buy. I like to be in the first to get in onto the HamFest site because usually the best deals are done even before starting. But it's always a good thing because HamFest also brings some money to the radio club that do organize them. So I'm quite familiar with that. It's always appreciated, and a lot of people are waiting for that event year after year, almost the same people attending with the new newer hams. And we also like when some of the stores comes in and they're selling their stuff with a better price. So that's about it. I think all is answered right now. Back to you, James. VA3RWJ, VE2, GPX, VA3 GPX, VE2 Victor Bravo.
Yeah, okay, Ben. I'm curious, though, like, in Quebec, do you guys get a lot of commercial vendors?
We used to have commercial vendors, but the main ones from Ontario that used to came for many, many years, and even when they started, they were called Atlantic Ham Radio, but now we know the ones in Ontario, they're not coming anymore. And apparently, they're not going at any HamFest or any event. That's been since the COVID years of 2019. They started to stay away from HamFest, and they don't seem to show up anymore. So we usually have commercials. One or two locally, and sometimes mostly CB vendors, QSL.
All right, Ben. Yeah, well, I've seen that in the YouTube videos of Longi, HamFest. There's a lot of CBers out there. You know, vendors and, you know, regular Tom, Dick, and Harry's like you and I. So, okay, thanks for joining us this week, and we're going to bring in, if I'm all properly coordinated here, it's getting late and I'm really tired, Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, Jepal, come on in, you're up next.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, and good morning to everybody, good evening, whatever. And I just go to the HamFest to see some of my old friends, all the other, you know, you talk to on radio all, every day or, you know, once in a while, but you never meet in person to person, that'd be nice. So I keep touching my old friends, that's why I go there. Thank you very much for taking my check-in. 7320.
Nice to have you on board, sir. All right, moving on. Nolan, another number one regular check-in on this week's net. Nolan, Victor Echo 4, November, Oscar Lima. Come on in.
Hi, good day, James. Everybody on net, VE4NOL in Winnipeg. Overcast here, a little cooler today. We're about 8 degrees. Got frost warnings last night, which is a change from earlier in the week when we were, I don't know, 5 or 6 days where we were 37, 38 degrees Celsius outside. So, yeah, what a drastic change. Yes, HamFest. I enjoy going to the HamFest and the flea markets. It's always nice to be able to put the faces to the voices, which is one of the main reasons why I go. But it's always nice to go and support the local club. I know these people that are organizing it are putting a lot of time and energy into putting those together for us. And also just to support the club. I know at least our club takes in, you know, there's a cost to get in, plus the rental of the table. So that money goes back into the club, and it goes towards the pre-events that we put on, like field days and stuff, where there's snacks and treats, and the doors are open for one and all to come and join in on those. So that's a good opportunity to help support the local club with that as well. So that's what I go out for. All right, everybody have a great day. VE4NOL, Nolan in Winnipeg, back to Night Control.
All right, Nolan, thanks for joining us this week. Next up, Devin, Victor Echo 5, Delta Whiskey Romeo. Come on in.
Yeah, good morning, VE5 Delta Whiskey Romeo Mobile. Very good morning to everybody across the country, and I guess it's afternoon now. Beautiful day here in Saskatchewan. I'm just mobile north of Saskatoon. And as far as Hamfests go, I don't go to too terribly many of them, but I like to look at all the good fleas and see if there's anything worthwhile buying. And like Art said there, put a face to a name or a call sign. Sometimes you have a vision of what people look like in real life, and it's not at all what reality is there. So anyways, have nothing else. Back to net. Have a great rest of the long weekend, V5DWR Mobile.
Right, Devin, thanks for joining us. You are the last check-in of the net. This is Victor Alpha 3, Julia Papa X-ray, and I have to call it quits right now, early. I'd like to take more check-ins, but I'm busy with stuff here, and I've been up for 48 hours, so I'm going to say 7-3, and thanks to the VE7 NFR club for hosting the Canada Hub and this net. Next week, we have another net control station. It won't be me, but I really thank every one of you for hanging out with me today. It's been a rough go. I will say that I'm tired. So I'm going to say 7-3, and hopefully we'll chat with you next week. I'll be just a regular check-in next week. So anyway, 7-3 all. This is the end of the Trans-Canada Net for, guess what, May 18th, 2025. VA3JPX 7-3.
VA3JPX VY1MGF. Just caught the end of the net there. Sounding good. Rest well. I believe I'm hosting next week, so we'll catch everyone then. Once again, have a great one, James. From VY1MGF 7-3, everyone, especially James.
Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor, still standing by. Yeah, James had to go. I'll be here for a little while until the repeater shut down. I'll be happy to get any other people in the logs and just give those call signs over to James. I'm standing by until 2:30. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor.
Victor Echo 5.
Victor Echo 2, Whiskey Echo 0. Victor Echo 2, Whiskey Echo 0.
Victor Echo 2, Whiskey Echo 0.
Roger, roger. This is Victor Echo 2, Whiskey Echo 0. Is the net is this the net is running at the present time?
Yes, the Trans-Canada Net ended. James had to go. I'm one of the net controllers. I'm going to be hanging out till 2:30. So if someone wanted to check in and did not get to check in, I'll just take your call and just send him the call signs to get you the logs. They're over.
Okay, very good. Well, I didn't get the name, but anyway, my name is Sylvain Sierra Yankee London Victoria Alpha India Norway. Sylvain is my name. My call sign is Victor Echo 2 Whiskey Echo 0 V2WES. I'm a friend of VE2VB at Benoit. And anyway, just want to check into our interior net, and thanks a lot for letting me in. I didn't get your call sign, the VE2 Whiskey Echo Zero here.
Yes, the call is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. The name is Ernest, and I'm from St. Andrews, West Ontario. QSL?
Okay, Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Okay, very good. Sounds good. Well, thank you for letting me in, and I wish you a very good night till 2:30. Best wishes to you and yours for the, not best wishes, but the same through to you and yours, VE2WS.
So what's the gotcha in the log? Any other folks wishing to check in as their repeaters are still connected? I'll go ahead and pass it along to James. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor with TransCanadaNet.
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango. Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango. David, late check-in, and that's all for me.
Victor Echo 5, Foxtrot Tango, again.
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango. Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango. The name here is David, and just late check-in.
So, Dave, we got y'all launch. Thanks you for the late check-in. Okay, any other folks wish to check in? I'll be standing by. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor with the TransCanada Net.
Victor Echo 4, Whiskey Quebec.
Oh, my Delta.
Alpha Papa. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Papa. Just wanted to check in. Sorry I'm late. Back to net.
Thank you so much, Trevor. This is Ernest, Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. We got you the log, VE4, Alpha Alpha Papa. Have a good rest of your day. We have two stations coming at the same time. If you can say your call sign twice, I am able to get people if they double, if they say it twice. But let's try again. I got Trevor in. Any other stations? Come on in now.
Victor Echo 4, Tango Bravo,
recheck.
Victor Echo 4, Tango Quebec. Scott.
Victor Alpha 2, Hotel Mike Delta, VA2, HMD.
November 4, Uniform Papa Charlie. November 4, Uniform Papa Charlie. Scott, and I'll be in and out. Thank you much.
Thank you, Nate. Juliet Tango Radio, the check-in.
Hey, Juliet Tango Radio, you're a little bit quiet on the end there. If you can give me your call sign one more time, I did catch everybody else. I'll go down that list in shortly here. The last station coming in.
Okay, this is Yankee 8, Juliet Tango Radio. I just wanted to check in and say hi to you guys.
What's wrong? We got you in the log. My name is Ernest, Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Thanks for coming in out of there, out of Venezuela there. Okay, to the top of the list, we got Victor Echo 4, Tango Bravo, I thought Glenn from Winnipeg, Victor Echo 4, Tango Quebec, Scott from Winnipeg, Victor Alpha 2, Hotel Mike Delta, David from Quebec there, and November 4, Uniform Papa Charlie, Scott out of Bowling Green, and then Yankee 8, Juliet Tango Romeo. Okay, let's start at the top with Glenn. Go ahead, Glenn. Hey, Scott, are you out there? Victor Echo 4, Tango Quebec. I guess that's it. I think the net has disconnected. Any other stations out there? This is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor.
V2, Victor Bravo, recheck.
V2, Victor Bravo, go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ernest. I just wanted to say that VE4 Charlie Alpha, my good friend Rob, has tried to check in earlier, but didn't seem to be copied. So back to you, VE2, Victor Bravo for VE3 MW.
Thank you so much. I got David there out of Gravel, Victor Echo 2 Charlie Alpha. And I'll send all these, that's 10 contacts, I'll send those over to James.
VE4 SNI, I tried to check in earlier before VE4 DBZ, but it was misheard. I missed my opportunity there. So if you could get me in, that would be great. If not, at least I tried.
Roger, VE4, Indian Zed, go ahead.
It was Victor Echo 4, Sierra, November, India. I was the station that was confused for an Ontario station just before VE4DBZ.
Gotcha. Okay, James, we got you logged out of there from Manitoba. Also, did you hear the question of the day? You're happy to reply to that, and I'll get that over to James. They're over.
Yeah, it was to do with Hamfest. Yeah, I try and attend them whenever I can. It's nice to eyeball QSO with guys. So, yeah, absolutely, Hamfests are great.
I've gone to four, like I said, when I first went to my first one. I didn't even have my HF license at that time. I just had my basic, not even basic with honors. So it was a first-time experience. And I went there just with an excitement and a smile on my face, you know, and I saw that they had some good-smelling chili, so I had that. Maybe two bowls, I don't remember. And I do remember a hamburger and a pop. That's what I remember. And then the second one, I start looking at hats and shirts and stuff, and because I had copied down several call signs, and I was looking for those call signs, and lo and behold, I was able to meet some other people, some people at RAC and all that stuff. So that was great. I think it was my fourth one where I finally bought something. I bought a GR5D infant half-wave that's in my garage. Didn't like the antenna. I bought a rotor as well, and then sold the rotor. And I bought a, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I bought some grounding cable. Yeah, and that's it. That's my purchase from four ham shacks. I mean, ham fest there. Okay, anybody else want to tell about their yay or nays or anything about the ham fest, flea markets, whatever they call them? I call them reunions, ham reunions. Please come down. This is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor with TransCanada Net.
Control Kilo 6 Papa, Key Lima, K6 PKL.
Yeah, K6, what's that, K6 P, oh, Papa Loves Ladies, yes, how's it going?
You can remember my call really easy. Papa kisses ladies. And, I used, in my earlier days, I used to go to a lot of ham fests, and they're really close to me, and now they've slowly moved further away, and I think it's the downsizing of ham radio in my area. But, and so basically, like I say, and I liked it because I like to socialize. And you know, last one we had, like here in our town, well, last couple of them, I made really good. I got some antennas cheap, and I got some solar panels cheap, and, you know, I mean, really low cost and so forth. That's what I can say about that. And so it was really, you know, and again, well, it's the other part, socialization. So talking to people I hadn't seen for years and everything, so it's sort of like going to a reunion. But I want to mention also on BBC Earth, I was watching this week on your TV network, a system up there in Canada, and they had one on there on Alouz, and it was a, they showed out toilet paper and everything, and they were really funny, so it was out in England, so if you all get a chance to watch that program on How It's Made, well, you need to. It's really a funny program, and it's on Alouz and toilet paper, K6CKL.
Thank you so much there, Bill, or William. It's good to have you in there. Yeah, and good to hear you on the net. I've missed a few. I was out of the country and stuff like that, and I don't get to, I've been leading in parks on the air here in Canada, and I get to get out on maybe Saturdays or Sundays, so I try to get as early as I can and get as many QSOs as I can. So I have missed a couple of nets here, but I'll be up here shortly in a couple of weeks. But it's good to hear familiar voices, and being familiar, that's when you can put names to faces, because some folks I've heard and hear all the time, and I never see them. So it would be nice to get to a ham fest and get to see these folks. And, you know, you see a lot of hugs being handed and handshakes and, you know, oh, you're the person I've been talking to on the radio for years. I heard a lot of that, right? It's just a good time. And for me, as a new ham, you get to see a lot of stuff right in front of your face, right? Like you can hold it and all that stuff, not unlike just looking at videos or looking at pictures on the internet. All right, thank you so much for contributing there. So any other check-ins? This is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Alpha 6, Juliet Sierra Romeo. Victor Alpha 6, Juliet Sierra Romeo, Scott in Tabor, Alberta.
Scott, we picked you up. I got you the log there out of Tabor. Any other check-ins, then we'll go back up to the list of Scott. Any other check-ins?
Direct 7 Whiskey, ID 7 Whiskey Fox.
K-Course 3, Houston, Texas. K-Course 3, Houston, Texas.
Victor Echo 7 station, was it Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox?
Correct, Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox for a recheck and a comment.
Go ahead, we will take Scott there, but let's go ahead with your comment first there, Rick, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning still from here on the West Coast. You said something a moment ago that put a thought in my mind there, which happens occasionally. You said flea market, swap meet, whatever. What tweaked in my mind is the question earlier was, do you go to ham fest? And there's, to me, the big difference between a ham fest and a swap meet. And I think a lot of people change it. So I answered the question to ham fest. And a ham fest, the convention is larger than a swap meet. A swap meet is a flea market. But a ham fest is where you have, you know, like guest speakers, conferences, you have forums on technical topics or regulations or, you know, hobbies. That's a ham fest. In my mind, I think maybe it's a regional difference, but big difference. So that I should see what you think. V7W.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot in the group. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor returning. Hey, thanks for all that. Knowledge is golden. Like I said, I just celebrated my second year in ham radio. On my first year, I didn't get my HF until April of 2024. So a lot of stuff that I was looking at the various events were just new to me. And also, when you're out and you're new, you pick up on stuff. You pick up on what people say. So I've heard Hamfest. Well, the things I've heard, I'm glad you're educating me. But I've heard Hamfest, but I've heard a couple of people refer to the same venue with different names. I've heard it, you know, the flea market in Iroquois, or the Hamfest in Iroquois, or the swap meet in Iroquois, right? Or that's just one of the first places that I ever went to. But you'll hear them do the different things. What I was going to say, though, for a couple people talking about places like Radio World coming out, I've been trying to myself contact people like Retevis, Aredivis, the Brandmeister folks, because we have our own Hamfest, Eastern Ontario Hamfest coming up. And, you know, you're right. And I've even had people say to me, well, the Hamfest are usually from, not Hamfest, excuse me. I'm just going to use the word event. Let me pause. Most of these events only last like 3 or 4 hours, right? Where what I heard about the thing happening over in the States there, it usually looks like it's a multi-day event, different people coming out, showing new products, new things like that, right? And some of these other things are mostly like reunions. Thanks for bringing that up there, Rick. And we'll bring it to you, bring it to Scott before the repeater starts shutting down. V86, Juliet Sierra Romeo, come on in.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 6, Juliet Sierra Romeo, Scott for the returning. Good day to everybody on the net, and good day to Ernest there, and enjoying listening to everybody. My comment on the question, I've never really been to a ham fest. I've been to two little swap meets, about a couple hours in length, I guess it would be, but I've never been to a ham fest. And what I see on the net is basically ham fest, you know, like Ernest was saying there, it's a full day event type thing, you know, so I guess I've never been to one of those, but been to a few small swap meets, so enjoyed those and enjoyed looking at all the stuff, and always end up coming home with stuff, you know, some of the stuff I don't need, some of the stuff I do, so it's an enjoyable event. But I'll send it back to Ned, so back to you, Ernest.
But yeah, so, you know, depending on the definition, I don't think I've been to a ham fest yet. You know, I've just been to a couple meets. Lots of fun, though, and what I love most of all is pulling up to the parking lot and look at all the various mobile antennas. That's because, you know, I'm just in it. I'm just now getting in it. And I'm what kind of tin is that, sir? What kind of tin is that? And what do you use it for? And yada, yada, yada. So it's a big learning thing for me, for sure. Okay, one last call. I don't know how, when the repeater's going to start disconnecting. Some may already have. But this is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor, TransCanada, taking one final round of calls. Please come now. Conclude everything, and I'll get all these 16 calls over to James. Have a great day, everybody. 7-3 from Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor.
Thank you, Ernest. V2 Victor Bravo, clear now.
Very welcome, Benoit, and have a good rest of your day.
You too.
NWB, BA3, TIC, call. E3, NWB, BA3, TIC, mobile, eastbound 401, call. E3, NWB, BE3, NWB. BA3-TIC Mobile, eastbound 401, call.
This is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor, BA3-EWV. I can hear the guy on the mobile 401. I'm coming to the BE3-PTC repeater in Cornwall, Ontario. Go ahead.
Roger, I didn't get your call very good there, but anyways, thanks for coming back there. Just looking for a buddy there, see if he's listening in this afternoon or not. The name's Tim, Tango India Mike out of Kingston, Victor Alpha-3, Tango India Charlie.
Nice to meet you there, Tim, Victor Alpha-3, Tango India Charlie. Yeah, I pulled up your Facebook page there. Good to have you there, and wish you some safe travels down the 401 there. I'm going to say hello to you there. Which way are you heading, back toward Kingston or away from Kingston there, over?
Yeah, we're heading towards Kingston, just getting back from Dayton, Ohio there, Roger.
Well, I'm glad you got to go out there to Dayton, and I hope you had a great trip there. That was one of our topics of discussion today on the TransCanadaNet about going to Hamfest and stuff like that. Is this your first time going, or have you been before?
Roger, it is our first time. No, sorry. It's been our sixth time going, I guess, there. So it was all right. It wasn't very busy. I thought it would be a lot busier, but nope. But we picked up a few treasures there, and we had good weather, nothing to complain about. We didn't get wet, so that's the big one out there, as long as you don't get wet. We had a few storms go through, but it was in the evening there, so we're all done with the shop there. Can I get your call sign again, please? Victor Alpha 3, Tango India Charlie, heading to Kingston.
Thank you, Victor Alpha 3, Tango India Charlie. The call sign is Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor, Echo Winnipeg Victoria. QSL?
QSL, Echo Whiskey Victor. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it looks like you got not too bad of a day down here. I guess we're just coming out of Oshawa there a few minutes ago. Getting closer to Port Hope, I guess, is where we're about here. So, anyway. Another buddy here that runs up this way is Victor Echo 3 Romeo Tango, I think it is. So his name is Robert. He's got Victor Alpha 3 Romeo Tango. He's got a cottage up in the Muskokas there.
Roger. When you get home, I put a log in the there, Tim, on QRZ there. Put us in a log on 70 meters, by the way. Yeah, you're probably not going to remember the time, but it is 1843 there, so I got us in the log there, and I got your email address, so I'll just send you a screenshot, and then you can add me to your thing. I do have a Facebook page and a YouTube channel. I invite you to take a look at that, and I'm checking out your QRZ page as well there, over.
QSL, good stuff. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll get out of there probably tomorrow, time we get home here tonight, get on back, but get ready to sit down and watch the East hockey game there, Roger.
So on that, yeah, well, I'm about to get out the check here. Because we had a really good head start at 1. Then I'm going to come back and practice for my CW, because we have class tonight with CW off, so we'll be on top of that, my third class. So anyway, it's good hearing you out there. I hope you